Hello.
Hey Steven, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man. Yeah, sorry I had to reschedule this morning. I had something come up. I had to run out of the building for a minute.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, no. So do you have a minute to just talk about your some feedback real quick?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, perfect. So, I just chatted with the underwriting department, the guy that was working on your file, buddy of mine. And so we went over the numbers. And like I said, having the FICO at 688, you're right on average, so you didn't qualify for any of the premier programs that we have. And with the balances under 10K for 3 out of the 6 months, it was a little tough to get through. The only real issue is the overdrafts in June. Just like you said, honestly, it's not your fault, but that's just kind of like a big red flag for them. But we were able to get you a couple different options here. So first option is they're both for 30,000, so we can all we can actually move up a little bit more. You got approved for up to 65 on the longest one or the largest one, which is good news here. So it doesn't gives us some room to play with. So option one is basically got you 30K. Option one is an 18-month term. Keep in mind that's going to be a little bit larger of a payback amount because it's longer term than the other option is 12 months. Both at 30K. So what are you thinking just off of term length in the beginning? Like you want to just shoot for the 18 or do you want to compare the 12 and the 18 or?
Yeah, let's compare them. That way I can see where you're at exactly.
All right, perfect. So I remember we went over the daily and the weekly and the monthly payment structure, and we weren't able to get you the monthly, but we did go over the prepayment option to where we can kind of, from a cash flow perspective, turn it into a monthly, kind of just prepaying at the beginning, or you can do it bi-weekly, whatever works for you. But just for comparative reasons, I'm going to present them both in a daily term because it doesn't really make because one's a weekly, the 12-month program is on a weekly, and the other one, the 18-month, is on a daily. So just gonna do the math real quick so I can present these to you. All right. So we got the 12-month term, 30K, is going to be 157 a day, Monday through Friday. Which that one's actually on a weekly, 825. That comes out to 3,300 a month. Yeah, that's
So is that one on a weekly or is that one on a
that
daily?
one's on a weekly, 825 weekly. But just for comparative reasons, it would be 157 on a daily.
But I mean, if we wanted to withdraw the weekly, we could do that, right?
Yep, that one's set up on a weekly already, so you wouldn't have to actually change any of the terms. You wouldn't have to do a prepayment. It would just do it 825 a week for 12 months, and you'd be getting 30 grand. And your other option, this one's a little bit of a longer term here, is 30,000 18 months and 112 a day. Which comes out to 2,400 a month and change. And I think the other one's like 3,300 a month. So you can definitely see puts a little bit more stress on the cash flow, the shorter term, but it is a little bit cheaper because you're getting half of the term. The other one's 50% longer term length. I think in total payback. The 12-month option is right around 40K. It's just underneath that. It's like 39K, and the 18-month option is 44K. So it's about a $5,000 difference to keep it for another 6 months.
Wow, so you guys are cutting $14,000 interest?
On the 18-month one, the 30K one's only it's $9,000 interest.
Wow, that's a lot. What type of interest rate is that figured at?
Well, they don't do APRs because they're not year-long terms. They're kind of well, the one is shorter. I guess if you wanted to put 9,000 out of 30,000, yeah, it's just
That's
around
still
30 cents on the dollar. And yeah, these are unsecured, so they're a lot. less risky for you, and most of the risk is on the lender. That's typically why, if you're comparing them to like a home equity line where they have your assets as collateral, they're going to give you a lot cheaper rate on that. But, you know, if things go bad or, you know, God forbid, you know, you could lose your house on that. That's kind of why people tend to go towards these unsecured ones. They're a little bit safer for you. Yeah, I understand the first time you do this is always kind of a shocker. And then I get customers that, you know, have already taken these kind of loans out two or three times. And, you know, once you kind of get over that first hump, it actually becomes like a pretty, it's almost the preferred method of borrowing money nowadays. Everything's done on these short-term unsecured loans.
Yeah,
now.
I was under the impression that it would be like, you know, around $1,500 per year on each 10,000 is kind of where I was thinking it was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, $9,000 for a year and a half. That's like almost 30% interest.
It definitely is a little bit more expensive than you know, your typical loan here. But if you're using it for you know, this project that's coming up, what's your return on investment there for, you know, you said it's about 12 to 18 months to finish the project?
Yeah, but I mean that's a big hit. $9,000.
Well, you know,
only with 8 months. I mean, I'm $14,000. I mean, we're talking, you know, $14,000 divided by 18. I'm paying almost $800 a month in just interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cheap.
What are your other options here as far as, you know, can you go to a bank and get this in time? Like, do you have a line of credit? I'm just trying to figure this out here. I mean.
Yeah. I like I said, I don't know. I know that I kept getting calls from you guys from different people, so that's why this was my first option that I looked at.
Okay. I could always go back to the drawing board, see if we can get it like a little bit. What if we could get you maybe for that 18-month option, if I can shave it down to maybe where you're only paying like 8 or 9,000, maybe 10,000 over the 18 months. Is that a little bit more acceptable for you, or?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, the better, you know, the less, the better. I mean,
obviously.
I was under the impression when I spoke with Mark at first. You know, he said he kind of ran it by somebody, and he said that I would probably be paying like $1,500 for every 10,000 per year. So I mean, this is like, you know, at $1,500, that, you know, basically after 12 months, basically paying back $11,500 instead of $10,000, that was, you know, that was way acceptable. But I mean, this is kind of out of the ballpark.
So it's $15,000. You're paying $1,500 for every $10,000 borrowed per year. This is what Mark said. So that would be if $4,500. So I'm saying if I can get this closer to maybe like $8,000, $9,000, you think you could kind of, you know, meet me in the middle there?
That's kind of steep.
Still, well, here, let's first see if I can do that. You know, so we're not even just wasting time if I can't. But if I can go get you a little bit of a, you know, because it is the end of the year, sometimes I can kind of get somebody from underwriting. We can shave something off a little bit and help you out there. But basically, I'm thinking the best we can do here is probably going to be around that 8,000 on for 18 months. So if you're paying, if 18 months, $1,500 for every 10,000 you borrow, that'd be $4,500 times 1.5, $6,700. So that's actually kind of not too far off. If I can get you for 8,000, that's, we're almost there.
If you want to see what you can do, then tell me back.
If I can see what I can do, yeah. I mean, like, if you're only gonna pay back $8,000 on a $30,000 loan over a year and a half unsecured, that's actually really, really good deal, man. You should see, you know, some of the other stuff I have. That's actually very, very competitive. I don't even know if that's gonna be possible, but I'm gonna try for you.
Yeah.
See if we can get you that 38 payback on a 30,000 over a year and a half. That's probably going to be the best that we can do. But and honestly, that is pretty close to 1,500. I think instead of 1,500, it'd be more like. Let me see. It'd be more like it'd be more like 1,700 for every 10,000.
Mm-hmm. But, what if I was to pay back? What would happen at that point?
You actually get a discount if you pay back early. Depending on which program, I can look it up for you. They go range from anywhere probably around like 5 or 6% on the balance or 25% of your remaining interest. So they're all a little bit different, but usually you save about, you know, if you have to pay it off. There's a prepay. I think it's halfway through the term is once you can pay it off and get a good discount after halfway through. So on the 18 month, it'd be after 9 months. I think you get this discount. And it's I think it's 5 or 6% of the principal, or either 20 or 25% of your interest, whichever is greater. So yeah, I'll look into that for you. But how about I'll go look into that retention pricing for you and see if I can get you a little bit of a discount and, you know, make this happen for you. If you could though, send me your driver's license and a voided check, and I can draft up documents so you can actually take a look at it in writing. If you you know, if we get that for you.
Yeah. Well, if you can call me back first, because I want to see if we, you know, if we're even gonna move forward. At the rate that we're at now, I seriously don't think I'll move forward with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'd like to see where you're kind of at.
Yeah, of course. What's your plan B here?
Just keep moving forward the way I have been.
Okay. Hey, I know. Hey, it's yeah. Trust me, it's always a little bit kind of it's just different than the way things used to be. And on these first working capital loans, I get this sometimes, but by your second or third one, you come back and be like, hey, Pete, guess what? That pricing was great compared to, you know, some other lenders out there. So I think once you kind of get a feel for the rest of the industry, you'll find that these are actually not that expensive. But I can see if you're coming from, you know, maybe getting a home equity line or a line of credit from the bank that already holds your money. They're just lending it back to you. Yeah, they're going to give you a very low 4% rate, but they're lending your own money back to you. Yeah, so let me go check on and see if I can get you that 30K for like 8,000 and see if we can come back to the drawing board or something a little bit better for you.
All right, thanks.
Cool. All right.